Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We're so glad to be coming to you today right here on your hometown radio station, WMAF. And if you're listening to this station by computer, so glad you've discovered it. It's a blessing. So glad that you're tuning in to this broadcast today. And if you stay tuned to this broadcast today, and you open your heart, if you're a Christian, God's Word, if it finds its target in the human heart, amen, it will bring forth fruit, the Bible said, some 30, 60, and even 100-fold. We used to say in church, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because we're going to, if you open your heart and we open the Word of God and open our mouth and declare it and explain it, God is going to make sure that that Word doesn't return to Him void. Praise God. He's going to accomplish that He desires. It's going to prosper in the thing whereto He sent it, because it's like the rain that comes down out of heaven. Amen. And waters the earth and causes it to bring forth and to bud. So we're very, very grateful today to be getting ready in just a few moments to go to God's eternal Word and bring a message from God's book to this generation. Praise God. And if you're not a Christian today, would you please be our special guest? We want you to understand how deeply God loves you today, and to what extent that He has went to show that love, to demonstrate that love openly in the gift of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that He made for you and me on an old rugged cross. We are so glad to be proclaimers, preachers, with others on this radio station of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We invite you to invite others to discover this station that has family-friendly, entertaining program 24 hours a day. And not only that, but has good ministry on here as well. There are ministries right there in Madison that share our vision and others around the world to tell the world about Jesus, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all that will listen. And so if you don't know the Lord today, please stay tuned and listen to what His book, see how practical and how pertinent it is to contemporary postmodern man. And that's you and me today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you'd like to visit our website, if you're listening by computer in another state and another, particularly another nation as well, be sure and visit our website and leave us a little message. Just say you enjoy it, if you enjoy it, and let us, just let us know mainly that you're there and you're listening. Just type in Pastor Robert Venable, V as in Victor, E-N-A-B-L-E, Pastor Robert Venable, or THCOG. Either one will take you to our homepage. We're based in Tampa, Florida. We're ministering via radio through WMAF right there in Madison, Florida, in North Florida. So we would just love you to come and visit us. There's sermons you can download, any of the past editions, recent past editions, rather, of Let's Talk About Jesus. You will find them right there at our website. There, download them for free. We don't get your IP number, your internet provider. You don't get any mail from us, emails from us. Nothing is going to happen, except we're going to be blessed by hearing from you, and hope that you're blessed by the sermons and the teachings from God's Word. Praise God. We don't really promote ourselves as anything, but God's Word has so much to say to us. Praise God. And we study it so that we can preach it and teach it accurately, rightfully dividing the Word of truth. Praise God. We're talking about following the God of light in a sin-darkened world. It's the great challenge to 21st century man, is to follow the God of light in a sin-darkened world. And we're going to look at Paul's teachings about his objective in the proclamation of the gospel once again in Acts 26 and verse 18 in the New Testament. This is what Jesus, the commander-in-chief of heaven's armies, told him to do. We would also attribute to Jesus and the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the harvest. You know, when Jesus stood on top of a hill overlooking the city, he said, "Pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the field, for the harvest is indeed plenteous, but the laborers are few." So I believe the Holy Spirit is referred to Jesus being the head of the church and the Holy Spirit being the only one that can take what I'm going to teach and preach from God's Word and make it real and relevant in the heart of anyone. This is not just an intellectual thing that's about to happen. When we open God's Word and open our mouth to proclaim it, it goes far beyond the intellect, and it goes directly to the heart, the soul, the spirit of a man, woman, boy, and girl. So this is what Jesus said was to be accomplished through the proclamation of the gospel as he sent Paul forth to preach as he sent the other apostles. Here's what he said, to open their eyes. In verse 18 of Acts 26, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And the gospel of Jesus Christ, first, in just a short period of review here, has the power to illuminate. He said the first thing that has to happen if anyone is going to hear this gospel and it bring them to salvation is their eyes have to become open. And I just want to read again out of 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, would shine unto them." This gospel initially has the power to illuminate, to open eyes that have been spiritually blinded. The darkness of deception is shattered when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached and received. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's a second thing that God told Paul to do. First, he told him to do something that illuminates, to open the eyes of the blind, but then something that emancipates, that sets people free from that prison house that darkness has put them in. Verse 18 says, to open the eyes of the blind and to turn them from darkness to light. It is true freedom. It is emancipation. Praise God. Romans 13:12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Now listen to this coming out of the prison house. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. That means to fling it away, to throw it away as you would take a ball and throw it away. And let us put on the armor of light. Praise God. We're now free to choose. And if we choose light over darkness, Satan's power over us is broken. Praise God. And then as we go into a further understanding of this scripture today, the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to translate, to open their eyes, to illuminate, to turn them from darkness to light, to set them free from the prison house of darkness, to emancipate, and then to translate, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Hallelujah. First we see the way out of the prison house, then we turn the key and walk out of the prison house. Now we walk out of bondage and into the glorious kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 through 14 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. We have been emancipated, illuminated, and now we are being translated. Listen, friend, you change masters, you change kingdoms, praise the Lord, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. We've been saved by grace. Now we are the sons of God. And if sons, then heirs of God. And if heirs of God, then the Bible calls us joint heirs with Jesus Christ. No wonder we face such fierce opposition. We are filled with potential to be mightily used of God, to be and to liberate many who would perish. For the gospel comes with such awesome power to set captives free. Praise the Lord. So Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Our enemy wants to destroy the vision. God's mandate to rescue the perishing. He wants us to focus on our inadequacies instead of on God's great saving power. We need to bless his name, praise God, in spite of all that the enemy tries to do to turn us back, and lift up his gospel and proclaim it to all of the world. Friend of mine, if you're listening today to this broadcast and you're not saved because of spiritual blindness and the bondage that it brings. But I'm telling you, as I teach and preach this gospel from God's word, this gospel has the power to open blinded eyes. And your spiritual eyes, the ability to perceive spiritual things and spiritual reality, to discern between light and darkness, and I pray to choose the light over the darkness. That will happen to you as the Holy Spirit works as the gospel is preached. I'll tell you, the devil works when the gospel is preached. The Bible said, when anyone hears the word and understandeth it not, immediately Satan cometh to steal away what was sown. You know, the enemy of your soul is deathly, desperately afraid of what could happen to you if you open your heart to Jesus Christ. He knows all hold on you will be broken. All claim on you will be forfeited. And any prison of habit or sin that he has you in, that prison house can't hold you back. There is nothing in hell's resources or arsenal that can hold you back from what God has designed to give you through the gospel of Jesus Christ and through what he did for you on the cross. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, intercedes for you from the day that you were born. God has a claim on you, for Jesus died for the sins of the world. And if you respond to his call, nothing and no one can hold you back. Praise God. You can be set free because the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to liberate and emancipate and translate. Praise God. And the gospel of Jesus also has the power to exonerate, to set free from the accuser, from guilt, from fear, from blame. We have two accusers, the devil and our own conscience. And through Jesus' death on the cross, we can be forgiven. All our sins can be washed away. We are exonerated. The fear and guilt are gone. Amen. Because God, through Jesus Christ, has found a way to forgive us every sin. And not to just forgive us, but to treat us as if we had never sinned, to give us a brand new life and a brand new slate that is clean and free from all the guilt and accusations that the enemy could bring against us. You know, there's a scripture that tells us about this freedom in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. It says, now the God of this world is cast down. Now is Satan cast down, and it frames him in this kind of characterization. It says, now specifically is the accuser of the brethren cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto the death. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus Christ cancels every sin debt that you ever incurred. Praise God. And the accuser of the brethren, Satan. You know, there's a name given him in the New Testament, and it's the word devil. We've all heard the most common name given to Satan is the devil. And devil, we think of as someone with a pitchfork in a red suit with a tail and all of that. But that's not the case. He's a fallen angel. And primarily, the word devil means, in the actual Greek, diabolos, and it means a maligner, an accuser, someone who wants to discredit you before God to the degree that God is obligated to judge you because of your sin. And God's attitude is, I don't want to judge those fallen sinners in that fallen, sin-darkened world. I want to save them, redeem them, illuminate them, emancipate them, and exonerate them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus was shed so you and I could be set free from the guilt of sin, from the consequence of sin, from the judgment because of sin, so that God could give us mercy and grace and acceptance in the Beloved. Praise God. I tell you, it's a no-brainer to me to choose light over darkness when you really see that Satan wants our destruction and Jesus came to set us free and give us salvation. Praise the Lord. I heard the story, a true story, it was as it was told to me, of a blind man who lived three blocks from his church. He actually moved closer to it so he could actually walk to church with his little cane tapping along and counting the steps to get to church on Sunday morning. There was someone who sat on their porch and watched him every Sunday go tapping by. They could hear him coming down the sidewalk. They could hear the tap, tap, tap of his cane as he tap, tap, tapped on his way to church service. But one thing that intrigued this man was not only his faithfulness to show up every Sunday in spite of being blind, but the fact that he carried a big Bible with him. And it wasn't a Bible that had Braille so he could feel the letters raised and read it, but he was packing this big Bible with him every Sunday. And the man walked out to the end of his sidewalk and said, "Sir, I watch you go to church every Sunday, and I hear you tapping. I know when you're coming, and you never miss a Sunday. But you carry a Bible, and it's obvious that you are blind. Sir, I'm just got to ask you, why do you carry a Bible since you can't read it?" And he smiled, and his face seemed to light up, and he said, "I just want everybody to know whose side I'm on." You know, in that comical story of commitment and dedication to God, it's time that we let everybody know whose side that we're on. Listen, the world may laugh at you and scoff at you if you choose to choose light over darkness and follow Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, you're on the winning side. You're on the right side. We are the minority in this world. But I'll join that minority any day to have God's favor when the judgment comes down. Hallelujah. Amen. I am a child of the light. I was a child of the darkness, but through the gospel of Jesus Christ, I have been brought out of that darkness into God's glorious kingdom of light. And I can tell you something. I came to Christ when I was 12 years old. My mother and dad went through a bitter divorce, and I became bitter at both of them because it didn't seem like either was concerned about what was happening to me, and my heart was being torn apart. And I became bitter and rebellious until 21 years old. I was a willful servant of the Prince of Darkness. But at 21, going on 22, God called me again to choose the darkness or choose the light. I came under intense conviction, and there's a testimony about that I don't have time to give today. But I gave my heart in full to Jesus Christ. I made a quality commitment to choose the light over the darkness and to follow Jesus with the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm telling you, that was when I was 21 years old. I am now 62, going on 63. I do not regret one day of following Jesus, of walking in the light. Praise God. I don't see how I ever existed without Him. And I've often asked myself, why did you fall away? Why did you let those years go by and go through some of the things I went through and the near-death experiences I went through without the Lord? Friend of mine, this is the best life that can ever be lived. Living for the Lord is the better life. It's the best life. It's the only true life to live. Praise God. The world is looking for a hopeless end, and Christians are looking to an endless hope. What a difference. And not only all of this blessing and help in this world, but eternal life in the world to come. Friend, it's time that we make the right choice. If you haven't made it yet, it's time you made the choice. Back in the Old Testament, Joshua said, If Baal be God, or if the gods of this world be God, serve him. But if the Lord is God, serve him. But choose you this day who you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, it's a done deal. As for me and my house, no matter what other people choose to do, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, God's Word can not only emancipate you, translate you, illuminate you, but it can exonerate you to set you free from blame or accusation. Praise God. Where is thine accusers? Jesus said to the woman caught in the act of adultery. They were ready to stone her to death. You know what he did? He walked among that crowd and he said, "He that is without sin, totally sinless, let him cast the first stone." And there's a lot of people that feel that they are perfect enough to do that. But most Bible scholars believe when Jesus, he wrote on the ground, it didn't say what he wrote, but he wrote something on the ground with his finger that caused everyone in that crowd to back away when he turned after writing and say, "He that's without sin, let him cast the first stone." And I believe, and a lot of scholars believe it with me, that what he wrote was the personal sins of everybody standing there. When he began to write, everybody saw that he knew everything they had ever done, and he knew the things that they had done that was wrong. Maybe they didn't commit adultery. Maybe they stole, defrauded, were walked in some kind of pride of their righteousness. But whatever it was that constituted their personal sins, he wrote them out, and no one dared cast a stone. He walked up to this woman. Listen, he wasn't condoning her sin, but his mission wasn't to judge her either for it, to pass judgment. He came to seek and to save the lost. He knows why we sin, friend. He knows the God of this world has blinded us. He came to open the eyes of the blind. He came to set the captive free. He came not only to emancipate us from that prison house of sin and death and darkness, but to exonerate us and forgive us. And he looked at that woman and he said, "Woman, Where are thine accusers? Because they dropped their stones and scattered. And she said, Lord, I have none. But she looked at him. She wanted to know how he felt about her at that moment. And he said, neither do I condemn thee. Now, to show that he didn't condone, he said, go and sin no more. On one occasion, he says, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Listen to me, friend. Christ's mission to this world was not to condemn it. He said it with his own words. I didn't come to condemn the world, but I came to seek. Hallelujah. And I came to save that which was lost. I remember when I was one of those lost ones in a prison of darkness. I remember the day that Jesus illuminated me to my lost condition. I remember the day that Jesus Christ translated me out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God. I remember. I will never forget. We used to sing that great old camp meeting song. I can tell you the time. I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by His wonderful grace. I can't tell you how and I can't tell you why, but we'll understand it better in the by and by. We'll have eternity to have these great questions answered. But we don't have eternity now to make these choices. We've got to choose while we have life and breath. And we've got to choose light over the darkness. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're beginning to see that you are in a prison house of darkness, that you have been blinded, but now your eyes are beginning to open to the fact of your need of a Savior, and you're seeing your lost condition, and you're seeing Jesus with His hands outstretched not only on the cross for you, but outstretched through that cross and that love to you today. And you want to run from the one who wants to destroy you to the one that wants to save you. I'm telling you, if you make that decision today, there's not a demon in hell. There's not a power in the netherworld that can hold you back from the God that is calling you from darkness to light. Praise God. You can come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, and you can be exonerated from your sin. No wonder we face such fierce opposition. We are filled with potential to be mightily used of God. Amen. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Satan would love to destroy this vision. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is here to cause that vision to be fulfilled. Let's bless His name for saving us if you're a Christian. Let's bless His name for setting us free. Let's bless His name for saving our loved ones. Let's take courage and He'll strengthen us to win souls. Let's continue to bless His name and spread His fame. Today, if you're one of those ones that wants to be free from that prison house of fear and prison house of shame and that prison house of habits and ruin, today Jesus can and will set you free if you will call upon His name. Amen. Nothing can possibly hold you back. Oh, friend, would you do that today as this broadcast closes? There's a God that loves you. He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. He sent His servants, the apostles, and all that came after them to proclaim this gospel, to open the eyes of the blind, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Oh, He wants to illuminate you, emancipate you, translate you, exonerate you, and give you a clean slate, and that you might live the rest of your life unto God with the certain hope of the resurrection after you die. Oh, friend, there's nothing like this today. Why don't you bow your heart right where you are Why don't you say, Jesus, I choose you. I don't want to live another day without you. I'm sorry for my sin. I confess my sin. I repent and I run to you right now in Jesus' name. Well, our time is gone. Be sure and come back next week, friend. Let's talk about Jesus.